Hey, I'm Carl Azuz. Today's edition of CNN Student News goes out to Smith Station High School and Smith Station Junior High, who visited us at the CNN Center last week. It was great seeing you guys. This is our last week of shows for 2011. We're going to go ahead and get started right now. First up, reports of a deadline for people protesting against their government in Syria. Stop the demonstrations and hand in your weapons by tonight or face bombardment. Now, that's the warning that the Syrian government reportedly gave to protesters in the city of Homs. And it's according to groups who are opposed to the Syrian government. People have been protesting in Syria for months. The Syrian government and military have been accused of using violence against these protesters. The protesters say the military has dug trenches around Homs and that there's no electricity or water in the city. Syrian officials deny those reports, and they haven't said anything about a Monday deadline. CNN can't confirm these reports on either side because Syria won't let international reporters inside the country. Moving to Afghanistan now, where officials are talking about the future of that country's security. The head of U.S. Special Operations troops in Afghanistan says he supports a plan to increase the number of Afghans who are armed and paid by NATO to protect their own villages. This isn't police or army like you see in this training video. We're talking about local groups, and some of them are already doing this. Opinions are split about the plan. Supporters say the groups cost less money and can respond faster to threats. Critics are concerned that the groups might turn on their communities or get involved in rivalries with neighboring groups. Our last stop in this part of the world is in Iran, and it could be the last stop for one vehicle, too. Iranian officials say they're not going to return an unmanned U.S. stealth plane that Iran claims to have shot down recently. Iran says no one sends back spying equipment. This video shows what could be the drone Iran is talking about. The U.S. officials aren't even sure that the plane in the video is American. They're analyzing the footage to see if it's a real drone plane. American officials have confirmed that a U.S. drone is missing. They said it was part of a CIA mission.
Today's shout out goes out to Mr. Dennis, civics classes at Miami Springs Middle School in Miami Springs, Florida. Oslo is the capital of what country? You know what to do. Is it Denmark, Finland, Norway, or Sweden? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Oslo is the capital of Norway. It's also where a famous award is given out every year. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
That award is the Nobel Peace Prize. This year's winners were honored at a ceremony in Oslo on Saturday. The three people who shared this year's award don't all come from the same country. One of them barely even knows the other two, but they are all working toward the same goal. Jonathan Mann introduces us to this year's Peace Prize winners.
A grassroots activist, a head of state, and a symbol of the Arab Spring. From Liberia in West Africa and Yemen on the southern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, three women who have risked their lives to transform their nations. Lema Boeing, assembling a women's movement that had astonishing results, helping end more than a decade of war with little more than protest and prayer. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's first elected female head of state, working to bring the benefits of peace to a country that has been pillaged by its leaders and warlords. And Tawakkul Karman, the first Arab woman ever to win a Nobel Peace Prize, who took on a dictator and continues the drive for full democracy in Yemen.
The three women who won the Nobel Prize today are all remarkable examples of not only their own determination and spirit, but also a reminder that when we empower women around the world, then everyone is better off.
Women not just demanding women's rights, but taking on powerful, dangerous men to demand what is right for everyone. In the words of this year's Nobel citation, it is the Norwegian Nobel Committee's hope that the prize to Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Lema Boeing, and Tawakkul Karman will help to bring an end to the suppression of women that still occurs in many countries, and to realize the great potential for democracy and peace that women can represent.